It's like we never left.
Yes, I agree.
And by we, I mean me, because obviously I'm the one that left.
Amen. Yeah, this is true. You were the one that left.
And in this moment,
we go back and forth. I leave, you leave. We never leave together.
Though. We never leave together. Yeah. Well, that's when I graduate. That's when
we never. Yeah. There we go. Then we leave
together.
We're leaving. We're on the Mars mission.
On the Mars mission.
Fun fact.
3 years space.
We're getting ahead of the YouTube market. So Earth already done with. We're moving on.
Videos on Mars.
We're looking for the Mars market.
Unless we're going with the red tube, then it would be Uranus, I guess.
That's actually pretty good. That was a good one. I think we go with red tube, like red as in Mars, then you went Uranus. That was a nice little twist. I like twists in my anus. I mean,
Hello.
Oh.
And welcome to the Power Cycle Podcast. My name is Mike Knowles.
I am Jack Barron. And we are here.
We are older, grizzled.
Definitely. I would love to see how we've aged. How stressful this is.
You know, hold on. Screenshot from the last Power Cycle Podcast intro. We'll just play it back.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of 2018.
And now they see. Look at that.
Dude, how they see. That's magic, dude. Like, we just waited.
I'm like 30 pounds lighter now.
Dude, I'm like 10 pounds heavier. That's okay. I took it away, you know. But
One cannot live while the other dies.
Yeah, you're just going back and forth. It's like Thanos, half and half.
Yeah, it's like Voldemort and Harry Potter.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, the boy who lived. The boy who lost weight.
The boy who slimmed.
But speaking of slim and weight.
Yes.
E3.
Nothing to do with those words.
No, zero.
But
no.
E3 season.
Yeah, they both have an E in there, and 30 has three. So
this is just a preface here. This is the pre-E3 podcast. We're shooting this before E3. You'll be coming out the Monday before E3. And we're going to be talking about today just things we're looking forward to at E3, predictions or what we think should happen at E3, and just that sort of jive before we confuse you in any way.
I always love doing this because all of the time, I am wrong.
I should also take this time to let you guys know we are doing two E3 live streams. Sunday of E3, for the press conferences on Sunday, we'll be doing a full live stream. When the press conferences are not going on, we're going to just be doing games and shenanigans with a bunch of friends and family. Jack will be getting over late on Sunday, but I'll be running the show with some friends all morning and all afternoon.
There we go. Good. Okay. Yep.
And then Monday, we'll be doing the press conferences on Monday, and Jack will be there all day for that. And we'll have friends and family stuff coming over, playing random games, shenanigans, all that stuff. What you guys, we're going to probably play some Jackbox. If we have enough viewers in, they'll play some Jackbox with us.
Oh, there we go. That'd be fun.
It'd be great. Yeah. And then for the Nintendo conference, we're going to actually, I'm going to record a live reaction later on VOD and put that up immediately after that's done that night. Jack will not be there for that. I will have someone there for that to do it with me. Don't know who it will be yet. Chance is my brother.
Chances are.
he knows his Nintendo shit, so you know.
Yeah, he has a Switch. Yeah, I don't have a Switch, so yeah. That makes sense. So, but now
speaking of a Switch.
Yes.
I would like to start with the first thing I want to see, this E3.
Oh, the Switch extra large.
The Switch XL.
The Switch XL, yes.
So now that Nintendo is also in Japan releasing a version of the Switch that comes with no dock and no controllers, I think, or something like that. It's just the physical mobile Switch. It indicates to me that they are all in on this as a mobile device, not just a console device. So thus, they want you to own multiple. Thus, based on every other mobile gaming device they made in the last couple of years, there will be an XL version. I want it.
I think that's pretty fair logic. I would not be surprised if they at least did something along. I think every console kind of does that. They release either some type of thin version, some type of large version, some type of 2D version of a 3DS.
Do you want the college kid budget version, or do you want the 4K money marketing version?
But dude, I even think they're in a fine position in the sense of like they're one of the only things like I constantly hear. Good thing, you know, like, I never hear someone say like, oh, this Switch game wasn't good, or like, I'm not excited for a Switch game. Like, any game that comes out for the Switch is like a holy grail.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah,
at least the first party game.
Yeah, you know, and it's just very interesting where I think Nintendo always at least surprises you when you watch their direct. It always like there's always all the games you expect, and at the end of it, they're like, oh, and yeah, here's Metroid, here you go. Like, everyone's like, wait, what? Like, we weren't expecting that. And that was what I think is nice about Nintendo, where I think they're the only, I was reading an article and someone said they used the video game donkey quote. Like, they don't know how to run a business. They don't know how to market anything.
Yeah.
But they know how to make video games.
Well,
like,
I would argue that they are really good at marketing. I would argue that they use a lot of, like, meme marketing almost. Like, they make things in the game and in, like, the trailers, stuff like that, that are just so out there that people can't not talk about it.
Yeah, and I think it's also that there's that perk of they are always at least... I feel like Nintendo doesn't just do, like, I never feel like they wake up in the morning and go, like, okay, let's make a game console. They wake up and go, what is the weirdest thing we can make? Like, what? Like the Nintendo Labo thing.
Well, they're a toy company.
Yeah.
They're not even
a
video game company.
Like, we were watching the video last night of Funhouse playing with the Labo. I still don't understand the Labo. I don't understand, like, anything about it. Like, it's just the strangest
I don't think
thing.
That was the best video to explain Labo to you, though.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, like, again, it's just one of those weird things where, like, I could never imagine Xbox.
They literally got to charge you $60 to build your own game.
Like, what?
Like they just printed cardboard, and they're like, here's cardboard, $60.
You could make that at home. Like the Amiibos. Like, who would make an Amiibo? Why would someone want that?
The Amiibos were pretty cool, though. They were, like, they were full vinyl action figure. Not action, but full vinyl statuettes for $10. Like, that was cool.
But to me, like, it's this awesome idea that I never would expect from, like, a Sony or a Microsoft. I never would expect Microsoft to come out with, like, an Amiibo.
Well, Sony made their line of Amiibos.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's just one of those strange things where, like, I never would expect. And Nintendo is always that company that comes out and does something, like, goofy or out of the box or something that at least you're going to talk about it for the next... Like, how long? If we go back to our old videos, we talked about the Switch for, like, a whole year, like, before it came out. Like, I remember you bringing it up, and it was, like, a template. It was, like, a little blueprint. You're like, look at this goofy little thing. And now it's, like, one of the biggest consoles out there. And I think at this Direct, they're going to watch them come out, and they'll probably give you every game you want. They'll be like, okay, yeah, here's new Pokemon. Here's a new... And the Yoshi game will be there. Here's all this stuff that, like, you want it, we're just going to give it to you.
Yeah. And I'm worried about the Pokemon game. There's a lot of rumors about things they're doing with it that drastic changes.
Really? I was heard that some people were speculating it might be, like, a remake, because I think
we think it's going to be, like, it's going to... Not be like a remake. It's gonna be like Fire Red and Leaf Green. So it's also gonna be a Kanto, but, like, there's also new there's new game plus added to it.
Interesting.
So it's like it's the same map and it's the same story, but, like, there's, like, smaller adjustments, like updating it, making it a little bit better. There's extended story and stuff like that. You can, like, move it from there. I just put it there earlier to make it easy. So you can, like, put it wherever. You can put it there. You can put it wherever it's comfortable for you.
I know I knocked it over almost last video we did.
Yeah, that was
yesterday.
But, like, apparently they're, like, adding, like, Pokemon Go support, which is, like, fine, I understand that, but I don't, they, like, you transfer Pokemon, like, how do you do
Pokemon,
that?
Pokemon Go, RIP, dude.
They're doing a second Pokemon Go Fest. I know people that are going to it, like, I personally know people that are going
Wasn't
to
the
it.
First one, like,
yep.
a real, like,
yep, Cringe Factory.
Yeah, like, a whole, like,
dumpster fire,
like,
there's a lawsuit, they had to pay out people that went to the event.
My favorite part about it is, didn't they go on stage, and they're like, log in, they're like, we can't, it
crashed.
Yeah,
they're just yelling at them, like, and you can do this, the servers are down!
Yeah, they're like, nothing's working, and, like...
I know people that are going, I'm like, why would you go to this, like...
Dude, but RIP, dude, Pokemon Go was, like, the closest to world peace we ever got. Like,
yeah,
was,
for sure.
That, like, for those, like, 2 days, that was,
you,
like,
were the chosen one, you were supposed to save us, Anakin!
Like, for that 1 week, it was, like, the closest I've ever felt, like, the world, like, being okay. Like, I remember running through the forest.
You feel like King Jammu went across the demilitarized zone and just looking for an Eevee and just met the president of South Korea and be like, oh,
like, I remember, like, running through the forest because I didn't, like, no one understood, like, how the game worked yet. Yeah. Like, you need to be, like, in a more populated area for it to give you Pokemon.
Which makes zero sense based on Pokemon, by
yeah,
the way.
Right, like, yeah. So, like, I remember being in a forest and I, like, bumped into someone else and I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, oh, play Pokemon. I'm like, okay, this is it. This is, like, this is gonna change the world. And then I'm sucking. But again, I think that is what you get with Nintendo, at least, is, like, I remember when ARMS came out, like, me and my buddies would play ARMS. And that was, like, again, it was one of those things, like, did I love ARMS? No. Like, it was, like, you know, did I sit there and say it's a game changer? No, but again, it was that, like, it felt like kind of Wii Sports again, where I remember playing Wii Sports for the first time, and I was like, whoa, this is it, man. This is the future. And I think, you know, and for Nintendo to have, you know, to be coming off of Breath of the Wild, you know, one of the best games of, like, all time.
Well, Odyssey was the last one released.
Oh, was it?
Mario Odyssey was the last big
game. Oh, yeah, yeah, to have that, too. Yeah, to be coming off of that. You know, coming off of all of that and going into E3 is, I think they're in the best position because, again, like, it's just, I feel, at least personally, a lack of confidence, especially in Xbox.
Yep.
Huge.
I don't know. Yeah. Their conference is 2 hours.
Wow, that seems
so
long.
So, I'm hoping,
like,
it's
not usually,
like,
that long, is it?
I don't have a lot of, like, Xbox has been...
I got it.
Xbox has been, like, fucking up this generation. But like I still trust Phil Spencer. Like he knows what to do.
And that's
the problem
that's
is he's working on a 4-year back. Like this is the first year where we're gonna finally see the changes that Spencer has been
he's
working
like
on
the trust,
getting implemented.
He's to trust the process of Xbox. Like, yeah. Look, guys, we're gonna suck for 2 years.
No,
trust
it's not,
me.
Well, it's not that. It's because when he took over, there were already plans in the work. You can't cut or you lose all that money. Yeah. So, like, he had to deal with like 3 years of bullshit before he could actually start. I think this is the first year where we're gonna get to see like his vision.
Sure.
Being executed.
Again, but before we get into Xbox, back to Nintendo. But again, I think going into it, I think people are more excited to watch. And I think it's nice because usually they're short too, which is nice. They're very quick, to the point. And Smash Brothers. And that's going to, again, I find Smash Brothers very interesting because I know me personally, I'm not like the biggest Smash person. Like, of course, I grew up with it and I loved it. But it is like, I forget. Like, how big that game is. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, a thing.
Like, ubiquitous. Like,
yeah.
Everyone knows how to play
Smash
Bros.
Like, when
Brothers.
That comes out, like, granted, like, I do not usually buy it. I'm not, like, this huge hyper. I don't have a Switch or anything.
Oh, wow.
But when that game does come out, it is like, oh, okay, that's what we're doing for the next, like, 2 years. Like, that's, like, the game. Like, I remember when the newest one came out for the, not the Wii U. Yeah, Wii U. Yeah, Wii U. Yeah. When that one came
Wii
out.
Wii U 3DS.
And when that was, like, 8 players, I was like, oh, this is it. This is the game changer. Like, 8 people in a Smash game, there it is. Like, that's the change they needed. And now coming into this, like, I have no idea what to expect from this one.
I saw a post on the Kind of Funny Facebook page that was like, I hope Super Smash Bros. Has Battle Royale mode. I'm like, that's called one stock, you pleb.
Yeah, that's the whole game.
that's called one stock go.
Like, well, like, but, dude, now, do we know if it's...
game or like...
Yeah, I was looking up at...
There's been a lot of things indicating it's a new game. I don't know if there's been an official press release saying it is
a new game. At this point, if it isn't a new game...
People will riot. There
will be like some serious... Like if they came out like, remaster of Wii U...
That's why I get sort of Pokemon is that apparently there's a lot of mechanics that are allegedly being changed. And that makes it, from what I'm reading, doesn't feel like it's a Pokemon game, which is fine. Like, you gotta evolve, you gotta change stuff. But like, apparently there's a rumor that they're changing the way Pokemon are caught to the same way they're caught on Go.
Oh, that'd be annoying.
Which is, yeah, not
there's no fighting.
How I wanna
there's
play.
No fighting in Go. It's just
yeah, maybe. Yes, I think this will be fighting, but I think it's like you're gonna have to like swish the ball and stuff like that, and like hit the circle. And it's like no.
Yeah,
no.
I think that's my thing with Pokemon as a whole. Is I feel like I, because maybe again I'm older than maybe like you know my cousins who are like you know 13 and 12 who might be playing Pokemon, but. If Pokemon had never changed from, like, Ruby and Sapphire, I probably still would keep playing it. You know, like, I feel like it's just one of those...
Well, no, Platinum was the pinnacle.
Oh, yeah, like Pearl... to me, when I played Pearl... Is that Pearl and...
That was the Emerald of Diamond.
Yeah, okay,
Pearl,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's so many,
that was a new game
there's
plus
so many colors and metals. Like, I have no idea what they all are.
Hey, they're all stones. They're not colors. They're stones.
Ah, you're right. Okay. But I remember playing Pearl and Platinum all that, and I was like, wow, like, okay, this feels like the definitive... Like, I remember playing on my DS, like, this is, like, the definitive Pokemon. And... I haven't really played the new ones as much because I don't really play Pokemon. But again, like I don't think it's one of those things that really has to. And I think maybe that's my fear. If they come out and they're like, well, you know, Pokemon Go is really popular. Okay, what world do you live on? Like,
yeah.
Where people are playing that. And but again, I think Pokemon doesn't need to. Like the Pokken, that's a cool idea. Like that's like, I
a Pokken tournament.
Like I would rather them do different Pokemon games.
I want another Coliseum.
And keep the core Pokemon, like, because I feel like the core Pokemon games...
That's the thing, like, everyone, like, Pokemon on Switch, core game. And we're like, yeah, and now you're like, oh, they're changing all this stuff. It's like, no, we don't want... We just want to play Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon on our Switch. That's all we want.
Yeah.
You don't need to do
like,
something
like, I
want
a fully
amazing.
Animated, like...
But if you want to make a new Colosseum, I'll play it. Like,
because to me, it's always... I always remember, like, when you play Pokemon, it's... I remember when they did animations in Emerald for, like, the first time. Like, the Pokemon, like, moved a little bit when they popped up. I was like, this is it, dude.
And now we have, like, full 3D character models.
Like, to me, that was, like, the game changer. I remember I saw it for the first time. It was like, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, this is it, dude. This is what I've always wanted. And, again, and that's my fear is, like, I think Pokemon, I think maybe they get misconstrued that, like, they need all this new stuff. To me, the thrill of Pokemon is just literally playing the Pokemon game. Like, it's just, like, I like, because every story is the same, I like, nothing needs to change about them, I like all of them, and, which I think is both good, and, you know, good and bad, in the sense of, like, maybe I like that, but I could understand maybe why a younger audience, because, I mean, again, it's probably not me buying it, it's probably the younger people buying it,
yeah,
who want more, like, my fear is, like, they come out with, like, Pokemon with Ultra Moon Battle Royale mode, you know, 100 people all, like, with one Pokemon.
100
like,
Pokemon drop in the Safari Zone when it comes out.
And again, and I think we'll see it. I think that'll be cool. You know, I want a Waluigi game. I
might, is that your, yeah, I'm like, gonna ask, do you have any Nintendo wishlist items? Mine is the XL.
A Waluigi game is my, like, it's not gonna happen.
So like Wario World, but Waluigi.
Yeah, well, like, I would love, because again, I don't know.
Here's the fun thing about Waluigi, I found out recently, that Waluigi, so Wario and stuff has a backstory, and I always thought Waluigi was his brother. It's not. He's just a random guy he met in Mario Tennis.
Yes, yeah.
Who just shows up to play tennis, but he doesn't go on any adventures or anything like that. He just shows up to play sports like golf and go-karting and all that stuff.
I think they're even saying like Wario is like meant to kind of be the opposite of Mario, but Waluigi isn't like
Waluigi's
is
not related in any way.
Yeah, Waluigi is just a dude. Like even though he may have an upside down L, but like he is not like in any way related. I think that's more of a meme thing. But again, Nintendo is that company that, like, if there's any company that would, like, be like, okay, let's make a Waluigi game, like,
they'd be
like,
good somehow.
Yeah,
like,
they would be, I remember someone post, like, Waluigi Sea of Thieves, and I was like, yeah, I would buy that.
I would buy that DLC game.
And he's my favorite character in Mario. But, you know, and I think Pokemon's gonna be fun. I hope to see that. I'm personally most excited for Smash, because, again, I don't have a Switch, and I just, you know, I haven't really played Zelda either. It's just like I don't think Nintendo is like just my company anymore. I don't know if I have the time to invest in like single player games as much as I used to. Which is why something like Smash, which is like, okay, nice casual game I'll be playing with you or like my friends, gets me the most excited. And I think even just more, you know, like Metroid or like more Star Fox.
There's a Star Fox Racing game apparently in development. I don't know if it'll be
like,
announced this year.
I think like that's what gets me most excited about the Switch is they're the only company that really comes out. And, yeah, do they make, like, the same, like, characters over and over again? Yeah, but at least every game, like, feels unique in its own way. Like, at least they feel, like, fun. And that's what I like about E3, personally. Like, for me, E3 isn't, like, what am I going to buy? The fun of E3 is, like, oh, my God, like, what's this new thing?
Look at all this cool thing that we as a community get to enjoy. Even if I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah, like, that's how I feel. Like, that was my favorite part about E3 is just being, like, what on earth are these people going to make? What is in hiding? What is in the background? And that's what I think Nintendo Directs are always really good at, is just busting. Like, I remember when Metroid was announced, it was, like, the biggest thing on Reddit. They're like, oh, my God, like, this is nuts. And that's what I miss about E3 was, like, a game coming out that you did not expect. I remember when Final Fantasy VII Remake was announced.
They announced Beyond Good and Evil, and I was just freaking out.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Something like that. Or, like, when the Final Fantasy VII Remake was announced and everyone, like, crapped their pants.
Yeah,
like,
even though we all knew it was going to happen. Yeah. It was like, oh, shit, it's not a meme anymore.
But I remember, like, watching it, and, like, even the announcers who were, like, on TV, like, took off their headsets, and they were just like, stop, what is happening?
Yeah.
Like, well, when didn't you show me the Crash Bandicoot guy when they did
that? Yeah, Tim Gettys, and the guy's like, shut the fuck up!
He was like, oh, my God, everyone stop. And, like, that, to me, is what I hope Nintendo does. And I expect that more from them than I would from like a Sony or a Microsoft.
Before closing on Nintendo, I do have one other thing I want to see, which is I want to know where my Animal Crossing is on Switch.
I want to know.
I need my Animal Crossing on Switch.
I think every article I was reading this morning, that's like, that was one of the ones they were posting about. It's like, where is Animal Crossing? Where is the look at this. That's the first thing. Literally, on this article I have in front of me, it says Animal Crossing. That's the very first thing. Which I never played Animal Crossing. I guess. That's a big thing.
I'm a fan.
So,
what's the next thing on your list? What do you got? What's the next thing you want to see out of E3?
Out of E3 in general? I mean, so me personally, like, with my experience over the last, because I got a PC, I stopped really paying for Xbox Live Gold, and I stopped paying for the Xbox Game Pass because of it. My big thing is I really want, especially with Microsoft and Sony, because they're the kind of the bigger ones involved with a lot of the games, I just want them to come out and kind of, especially from other developers, like the EA conference, like all these places, I really want everyone to kind of come out and try and bring back that faith I had in gaming, because I think that's one of the biggest things I've
lost. PlayStation has generated a lot of faith in gaming.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's, you know, my, again, I think God of War, the new God of War, is a great example of like a game where for pretty infrequently this year, where people are like, this is a game changer. This is a game you have to play. This is something that, like, you know, it's a single player game and it has all the content you want. And like, that's my thing. Like, now at E3, when I watch these games, I go, okay, but it's not gonna, like, Sea of Thieves is a perfect example of a game I was so excited about from last E3. I remember talking about all my buddies about it. And then it comes out, and I go online, it's like, Sea of Thieves is a dud. I'm like, of course it is. Like, oh my God. Like,
No Man's Sky.
Yeah, No Man's, like, God forbid a game.
What has it been, 3 years since that game came out?
Yeah.
It's just now getting multiplayer.
Yeah, of course it is. And again, it's one of those things where, like, of course this game that I was excited about, or is at least interesting, isn't good. Like, it lacks content. And that's what I want. Like, I want people to come out and be like, you know, here's this new game, and it has all the content you're going to need. Or, you know, I want Xbox to come out and be like, we're going to improve A, B, C, or D. Like, we're going to give you more games. Because Xbox has no games. I have an Xbox. I have no game. I have not bought a game in months. Yeah. Like, I have not bought anything.
Yeah. While we're on Xbox real quick, I do want to say I have my list. One thing they can do if they're going to turn this around, right?
Yes.
First of all, Halo 6. You know, we know it's in development. They've been saying it's in development. This is the only thing they can do. This is literally what they have to do, especially after how mediocre the Halo 5 campaign was. And how much of a dud the Master Chief Collection was with the servers and shit.
Oh, dude, R.I.P. Master Chief Collection.
It's getting another update. It's actually apparently really good now.
I have been reading online that they are apparently, like, really trying to overhaul this thing, like, 4 years later.
And apparently they might be adding Reach to it. There's, like, rumors that they're adding Reach to it.
I'll say, granted, I forgot the Master Chief Collection existed.
Which is great. Like, it's one of the greatest, like, pieces of gaming history. It's like, this is literally, like, a decade of gaming history on one disc.
Oh, yeah, like, I mean, it's a great, fantastic... I remember getting it and nothing worked. And I was like, okay.
Well, I can play the campaign, so it was like, that's all I really wanted for. Anyway. Here's what you do, ready? You go on stage. Like, we know you've been waiting for this. Here's the trailer. Don't even say what it is. Halo 6 trailer. Plays the whole trailer. Trailer ends. Guy comes back on stage. Coming out this October 2018. Done. You win. You're done. You did it.
Sure, but I need, you like, did it. I want Halo.
If they come on stage and say anything about Halo and it's not coming out this year, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
That's true. Like, even with Halo, like...
And it'll be on Games Pass, because it's a first-party title, so you don't even have to buy the game. You just get Games Pass. You will generate so much Game Pass just from saying
that. And I think, for me as well, like, it's just, I need, if Halo 6, if they come in with Halo 6, like, I need someone to come out there and be like, look, we know Halo 5 kind of stank.
Oh,
like,
so you want the Black Ops 4 reveal thing. Is there wall running? No!
Yeah, like,
is there jet jumps?
Like,
no!
Because I hate when people come out, like, for Halo's, like, you know, for games, like... Like, if people come out for Sea of Thieves and they go, like, because I remember I was listening to a podcast earlier this morning, and they're like, oh, I hope someone comes out with a Sea of Thieves update. Like, I'm like, if they walk out there and act like Sea of Thieves is some good game, I'm turning it off. Like, because that's just ridiculous if you just stroll out there like, Sea of Thieves, hey, everyone liked that game. Yeah, we added boats. I know we didn't have those, like, in our pirate game. And, like, okay, there are boats in the game, but my point is, like, I don't want someone to walk out and be like, Halo 5, you all like that game. Like, no, we didn't.
The multiplayer was pretty... Let me rephrase that. The half of the multiplayer was really good.
Yeah, like, it's not like I have it. It's not a terrible game, but it's just one of those things where I'm like, Halo to me, like, Halo from 1 to 3 is, like, this pinnacle of gaming. Halo 4 is
Reach
okay.
Reach was great.
And yeah, Reach was good.
ODST was great.
And... Like, I would love them to come out and be like, look, we know that we're kind of, like, figuring out Halo.
Yeah, we fucked it up. Like we fucked it up.
Like, we looked at Halo 3 and Halo Reach. We saw what you liked. That's what we're doing. Like, that's just what we're doing. No more Call of Duty stuff. No more, like, this, all these weird game modes.
But it has to come out this year. I'm telling you. Like, it doesn't, if they say, if they show just, like, a cheeser trailer and it's, like, coming 2019, that's fine. If they take time on stage to, like, talk about Halo at all, they spend more than, like, if they spend more than 3 minutes on stage talking about Halo without saying it's coming out this year, then it's like, what are you doing? Move on.
Even
it doesn't matter.
But again, like, at that same point, like, people were talking about Halo 6, Gears of War 5. I'm like...
No one cares about Gears of War 5.
I love Gears of War. But my point is, like, I go, geez Louise, like...
Did you like the last one? Did you like 4?
I mean, define liking 4. Like, it's a Gears of War game.
Did you enjoy playing 4? Because I didn't even enjoy... Like, I didn't even find the gameplay.
The multiplayer was, like... Fun.
That's not the game.
Yeah, I didn't play single player.
That's the thing. That's not a game.
Oh, I didn't play single player. Single player sucked. I played the single player for like 10 minutes, and I was fighting robots, and I turned it off. I'm like, no, I'm not playing Gears of War to fight robots. I play Gears of War to kill Locust. And, but again, like, I don't want to see a Gears of War. Like, how can you walk out there and say Gears of War 5, and Sony's going to walk out with Death Stranding, a game that literally no one knows anything about, but all anyone talks about on any gaming thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, the game makes no sense, you know nothing about it, you've seen any gameplay.
Hideo's back, baby.
And somehow people go like, this is going to be the greatest game of all time. I'm like, we don't know
about it!
It's not going
to be the greatest game, it's going to be the greatest experience in gaming.
But what I'm saying is, like, you know, that is what you are competing against. Like, you have to walk out as Microsoft and be like, okay, does Halo 6 beat Death Stranding?
They got to have something. Like, 2 hours, man.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to walk out there and be like, oh, yeah, you think Death Stranding is cool? Here's our weird Xbox game. Like, you can't walk out there with Gears of War 5, Halo 6, and Crackdown 3. Like, those cannot be your
three. Yeah. Wait, did Crackdown 3 come out? Or is that still not out?
No, it's not out yet.
What?
Yeah, it's not out.
I just forgot about that game.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's so bad. Like, Halo, I'm telling you, Halo 6 needs to come out this year, or else you might as well just not talk about it.
Or I'm going through, like, articles here, and it says, like, here we go, like, Blue Dragon 2. Who is asking for Blue Dragon?
Hold on. There's, like, speaking of dragons, there are rumors that Scalebound got re-picked up.
Yeah, it's right here, yes. Like, but, like, even something like that, like, why can't Xbox...
Oh, man.
Or, like, Xbox just needs to come out with something. I can't even think of a new IP they can come out with. Like,
Because it's a new IP. You can't you think of it, you'd
but
be
like,
making it.
Yeah, but then you think of Sony, and like, you know they're going to walk out with Death Stranding, and they're going to walk out with some weird thing that, like...
Some JRPG.
Yeah, that no one, like, would ever think about, and we're all going to go like, oh, my God, we have to... I remember watching God of War with you on the last one, and we were both like... I'm not a big God of War person. And then it comes out and it's a 10 out of 10 game.
Yeah.
Or I remember we watched...
That's because we're not PlayStation people. Yeah. We don't have the history. And we're like, oh, this is really cool.
Yeah.
But also you just made, like... For us watching it, it was almost like we're watching Horizon Zero Dawn again. We're like, okay, like, sure, it looks like you're making the same game, but obviously we don't have that perspective of God.
But again, like, you know, even Detroit Become Human, where you're watching...
Oh, I gotta play that
like,
game.
We watched the trailer for that, and we were both like, oh, I'm not really sure what it is. But what matters is you watched it, and you go, I don't know what that is. That's
interesting.
But I
want to know.
But okay, Sony, that's really weird. Let's see what happens. And it comes out, it's a decent game. It's pretty good. And that's my thing. Is like, when you see a Halo 6, you go, okay, like, cool, Halo 6. You see a Gears of War 5, like, oh, okay. Then you see Death Stranding, and you just go, what?
Oh, also, Halo 6 needs to be on PC. If Halo 6 isn't on PC, then they're going to lose.
Yeah.
Because Black Ops is doing full support on PC this year.
And I think Xbox, even more so, not even about the game department, I think Xbox kind of has to come out there and be like, just, I don't think, like, the Game Pass is good.
Game Pass is great.
Like, I think they need more
stuff. There's nothing new coming on it.
Like, yeah, exactly. I think they need something like that, where they come out and they go, like, okay, Game Pass.
Game Pass is everything we wish Nintendo had.
Yeah.
Like,
I would love if they came out, like, okay, Game Pass, every Xbox 360 game ever is on it. And you just go, what? And I'm like, that's nuts. And then everyone buys it, you know? And that's, like, my thing is, like, I think Xbox, especially, I think Phil does really try hard. You know, I think Phil always wants, because I think you can tell, I think at least more than any other conference, you know, Phil really cares. I think
Phil, like, Phil's one of us. Like, he's a real gamer.
Like
he,
I think
he
Phil
has been in every little nick of this industry. So.
Yeah, like I think you watch a lot of the Sony people, or like other. Like, I think a lot of the conferences are by the business people coming out, and Phil is a business guy, but he comes out there and he's at least like.
But he has the perspective.
Like, you feel like he's trying at least. Like, he comes out there and he really kind of gives
like,
it
when,
his all.
Like, you can tell that he hurts with us. Like,
yeah,
you know, like,
I think he understands that the Xbox. Whenever I see him come out and he talks about Xbox, I think there is this realization of, like, look, I get it. This is not what you wanted. Like, this isn't doing everything that it should. And I think, I think Game Pass is a good example of, like, okay, look, we get it. Not a lot of games coming out. Here's, like, 80 games for $5. So you go, okay, cool, I'm in. And especially when new games come out on it. But again, like, it says, what are they coming in off of? State of Decay 2? That's what you're riding on E3. Like, you're riding an E3 off of the back of State of Decay 2.
Well, they have exclusivity on they have the main marketing for Battlefield 5.
They do. Okay, so
because COD is PlayStation now, so they.
Okay,
they
and want. I think Battlefield 5 as well will be. I think
interesting.
I think EA at least needs to come out and really kind of. I don't know.
Can we get some real gameplay?
Like, a part of me is like, did they do that on purpose? Like, the whole... Like,
do it on purpose.
Like, that weird trailer. Cause like,
the trailer for Battlefield 5?
Yeah, because people didn't really like it, you know? Like,
they didn't like it because there was no gameplay.
Yeah, but that's my thing.
They did that bullshit where it's like a cutscene, they overlay a game HUD.
But that's
it's
my
like,
thing.
It's
like,
2018, we know this isn't gameplay.
And that's like, my thing. But why would EA do that? Like, why would that be something that they did?
The whole event was just a waste of money.
So, like to me, it's either like, this game is not nearly as far along as like we think it is. And,
no,
like,
it is. It's just they're saving it for E3.
And I think that's my thing. But again, I think...
Sorry, not E3, EA Plays.
And I think at the same time, though, that is generating a lot of, like, people are talking about it. And I think that's what they want more than... Maybe that's what they wanted more than anything is, like, I wouldn't be surprised if EA... Like, no premium pass? I'm like, what's going on here, EA? Yeah. You got no premium pass? Like, yeah, we want everyone to stay together.
Well, I mean, I think it's a lot of blowback from Battlefront 2 is what it is.
And that's what I'm interested in E3 because you're... I think all of these companies are coming in and they're like, okay... You know, we had a lot of loot boxes planned, but
EA,
sure.
I do want to point on my list of things I want to see. EA announces a single-player Star Wars experience.
They did do that the last one. They did, or at least two ago. There was
they
one.
Talked about it, but like I want
they talked about
I want announced details. I want you to be like, here's the game, here's a gameplay trailer, and here's when it is coming out.
And
like,
I'll also say, I think as well, you know, there is. I wouldn't be surprised if Disney's like right behind them, like with a little bat, like, all right, bud.
I mean, their license is running out soon.
Yeah.
It's almost been. I mean, it was a 10-year license, right?
Yeah, I think it was 10 years.
I'm gonna Google this right now, but you can keep going.
And that's the main thing. I would not be surprised if they're looking at this next Star Wars game and Disney's in the background with a little bat on their hands, like, all right, bud, if you already messed up Battlefront, you got one more shot in you before we come knocking on the door. You don't mess with our billion-dollar franchise. And but again, I think EA, like, you know. They're coming into E3 with a lot of backlash. You know, they're coming in, and I think Microsoft is very similar. You know, both these companies are coming in with, you know, a bad taste in people's mouths. You're riding off of State of Decay 2. You're riding off of a Battlefield 5. Not debacle, but, you know, you're riding off of...
Not great.
You know, it's not great. It's not... maybe it's not the press you want, or maybe it is the press you wanted. Maybe they did want bad press, and they come blow people out of the water. You know, maybe they show up, and they go, oh, you thought that was weird? Wait, do you see how this is? And it's like 100v100 D-Day map.
So
Get in there.
They have it until 2023.
Okay. So,
unless Disney buys them out.
That's interesting. I mean, they might. You never know. Like, and I think that's, again, I think that's what this E3, I think, is very, very interesting.
I feel like here's how the discussion goes. Hello, EA. It's me, Big Papa Disney.
Hello, Disney. How are you?
You know about that Star Wars deal we had?
Yes.
You know how it's supposed to be, like, you know, 10 years through 2023?
Yes.
What would you say if we wanted to buy you out from that?
Oh, but what did we do wrong?
Nothing. Well, you know, we figured we'd buy you out. What do you think is fair? Like, why, like, how, like... Like, I don't know, like, what? How much loss do you think you were going to have?
How much loss? Probably, geez, especially off of Battlefront 2. Probably a good amount, Papa Disney.
I mean, well, you realize loss would have to imply that you were going to make money off these, right?
True.
Yes, so yeah. I think you should just hand it back over, and maybe you pay us.
Yeah, maybe you give us.
For the end scene.
And I think that's the issue, is what, you know, and we're going back and forth between EA and Microsoft, but I think both are related in the sense that... Both of those companies are, you know, because Battlefront 2 is a huge game that is suffering a lot. And I think that game was meant to generate a whole lot. And so you have single-player games. You have a Star Wars single-player come out. Which, again, even, like, if you come out with this good Star Wars game, the last one you did wasn't very good. It suffered this issue. And so now when you go in with this next one...
It's just the game was actually good.
Yes.
You just ruined it with all this other bullshit.
And so that's the issue. So now you come in with this next Star Wars game, and now you expect people to kind of be like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll buy it. But now they kind of won't because of that. And again, that's the same thing with Microsoft. I remember at the E3, they were like, Sea of Thieves could be the best game ever. And then it stunk. And then it's like, oh, our next exclusive State of Decay 2. And it was like, okay. And then it's like, okay, Halo 6. Halo 5 wasn't very good. Okay, Gears of War 5. Gears of War 4 was okay. You go, oh, crap.
We're still working on Crackdown.
yeah, Crackdown 3 for the last 4 years. Or like, you know, Scalebound, the game from like years ago. But then, Sony just kind of goes, Death Stranding. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Like,
it's like the 9/11 scene for Family Guy. Death Stranding.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like they walk out like Final Fantasy 7. Yes. like Spider-Man. Okay, yeah. Like, you know, what is
Hey, actually- listen. Listen. Shenmue 3 is delayed. That's going to be a huge mark on them this E3. Nothing to show.
Again, it's I am more excited to watch Nintendo. I'm more excited to watch Sony. I mean, I'm excited about Ubisoft. Ubisoft has working their butt off the last 2 years, like making all of these games. Like Siege came out.
Do you think we're gonna see another Assassin's Creed? Do you think they're gonna take another year off? I like the 2 year cycle. I really hope they go back to the 2 year cycle.
What I've heard from people, Assassin's Creed 3 was very good. Like people actually, like people actually really, really liked it, and they're like, because even my roommate was like,
Like when you take time to actually work on the game. The game turns out.
And, like, my roommate was even like, I want to hate this game.
Yeah, Connor. He's like, I want to hate this game.
He's like, I want to hate Assassin's Creed, but this is good. Yeah. And, you know, I think that's what Ubisoft is realizing, where they can, like, be like, okay, look, you know what? Like I spent money on Siege. I bought Siege twice because I bought my Xbox, I bought my PC. And that should be your kind of answer to what's going on. Like, Siege is a good game. I like Siege. It's very, very fun. It's a good game, and they're always updating it. And so I spend money on it. But now you have, you know, and I think people kind of misconstrue, like, you know, and Destiny's a good example where kind of like people are like, wait, I don't get why people are mad. Like, why are they mad at our game?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what do you mean? Like, you're lacking this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I think people have. I think that's what I'm interested in seeing is I think E3 will be this first big example of our companies listening to that. Are they going to come? Because, again, that's going to be the huge thing. Like, think about how cool it was when Battlefield 5 doesn't have a premium pass. That's huge. That's like, okay, so now this game is just $60. That's it. And now, EA, being kind of the scumbags that they are, you know, it could be a bad game and not have any content in it because of that. But at that same time, if you get EA taking away a premium pass, like, that's
a win somewhere.
Yeah, that is, you know, that's EA saying, okay, this $50 thing everyone has to buy, let's get rid of that. And so now where's that money come from? You know, where does this, you know, what are they riding on now? And so now I imagine other
face paint.
Yeah. But, like, now is a company like Microsoft going to look at maybe a game that they that had a season pass. Maybe Halo 6 had a season pass, and they go, okay, you know, now, you know, Battlefield doesn't have it. So now if someone's going to buy Battlefield over Call of Duty, depending on when it comes out, maybe we should have a season pass.
Speaking of Call of Duty, hold on real quick.
Sure.
Another thing on my list is that I want to see gameplay footage of Blackout.
Oh, that'll be there.
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I don't know if it's ready, because I feel like they're... I feel like they're winging this in because of the whole craze. Not that it won't be good, but I feel like it's behind development of the rest of the game.
I think, and again, I think this is what happens every Call of Duty. This happens every single one, and I can't believe we're going to do it again. Because I hate that we do it. I hate that everyone...
I know you're about to say, but go on.
Like, everyone goes, all right, guys, everyone gets in a big room, and they go, everyone, do not buy Call of Duty. Let's all agree to not buy it. Like, whatever we do.
I think you said the same thing on the podcast last year.
Yes. Everyone's like, okay, everyone agree? We're not going to buy it. All right, cool, agreed. They go, no single player. Yes, good. Okay, we're not going to buy it now. Everyone agree. Battle Royale. Everyone goes, yes. Like, no, wait, stop. And, like, everyone, like, runs out the room to go buy it. And then, I remember Call of Duty World War II. Everyone's like, all right, guys, this is it. They're going back to what they used to do. No, they are not. Like, why would they do that? Like, there's no reason, there's no evidence to support that they are going back to what they did before. And like, oh yeah, Black Ops 4, we got rid of the wall jump and everything. That wasn't really the problem. The problem was, like, the loot boxes and stuff. And, you know, and that's the thing. So you're going to walk out into this Blackout mood, which I, you know, get. Like, they're like, yeah, you can be characters from the Black Ops series. Okay, I can name, like, 8 characters from the Black Ops series. Like, you can be every character.
I can name more characters for Modern Warfare than I can for
Black
Ops.
They're like, yeah, you get to be everyone from the Black Ops series. I'm like,
Soap? No.
I'm like, who on earth is sitting there like, yes, oh, thank goodness, I get to be Reznov in the same in the same universe as Mason.
I get to be 80-year-old Mason.
Like, who's saying that? Who's like, oh my god, my favorite character from Black Ops 1 is in it? Like, yeah. It's like, what, and that's like, the weird part is, I think Call of Duty has like this weird, like, they act like they've been this, like, Modern Warfare 2. Well, like, look about Modern Warfare 2. They're like, yes, everyone, they're going to make Modern Warfare 2. This is what we've waited for. No multiplayer in it. Call of Duty, are you high? Like, are you, what drug are you on? Like, why would...
How many new tubes to the head did you take?
Like, all right, guys, Modern Warfare 2, we're going to remaster. Okay, any ideas? Jeff, take out the multiplayer.
Got it.
Genius. Yes,
you know, there was multiplayer. They just ruined it. The loot boxes anyway. Like,
and
the Modern,
like,
Warfare
that's
one.
The thing. It's like, and that's with every single game that's gonna be here today. Is they're gonna walk out and they'll be like, okay, Battlefield 5. Like, we're not gonna show you gameplay, but it's gonna be good. And everyone's like, I'll take their word for it. Like,
their track record has proven not so otherwise. But who cares?
They walk out. All right, guys, here is 2-minute footage of Final Fantasy VII that's been in development for 4 years.
4 more to go.
we are nowhere
for the first part of 3.
Like, we are nowhere near ready. But and that's like, you know, that's both the good and the bad of E3, where you have a game where people come out and they go, this is gonna be our big IP, and then it's gonna suck. You know, and it sounds like I'm being, you know, a downer or pessimistic, but like this,
you're tempering your expectations. What?
I have not. I used to watch E3 when I was like 13 years old or 14 years old. I remember it was like the thing to watch.
On TV. You watched it on G4 on TV.
I think that was because, like, think about Fallout 3. Like, I remember when that was announced. That was I had not played, you know, Fallout 1 and 2. I was only like 13 years old. But I remember watching it, and like, even Adam was like, I can't even remember his, what's his last name anymore?
From Funhouse?
Yeah, no, from G4. X-Play.
God,
what's his name?
I don't know. I didn't watch Love X-Play, to be honest.
Host of X-Play. Hold on. That's good.
Like, Levine?
Adam Levine. I think that's what it is. No, that's
the singer. That's someone else. I didn't know you were talking.
You goofball.
That's why I was confused. Yes.
Adam Sessler.
I just call him Sez.
But I remember, like, you know, because again, I think that is the difference.
Question: why are there so many Adams in video games? I mean, like, Adam is like the Todd of video games.
Yeah, I agree. But it's that was the difference, I think, between then and now, is you had a game like Fallout 3, and people go, and you had someone like Adam Sessler be like, "Whoa, I remember playing Fallout when I was like 10. Like, please tell me about this." Or, you know, Skyrim came out, and I was like, "What?" Like, or Titanfall came out, I was like, what?
Titanfall, I missed that day.
Like, I think you had weird, if that makes sense, like, you had just, people went to E3 with, like, these original ideas of, like, these weird games that like
granted, they're trying to innovate.
Yeah, like and but now it's kind of like again, I think it's very similar to the film industry where now these games are costing like Call of Duty costs as much as a blockbuster film, even more.
Yeah.
Like they are like an event. This is like okay, this is like our $1 billion idea. Like if this sucks, we're boned. And that's the thing. So like so now when you're going into these so and that's why I think Sony does so well is Sony comes out of the gate with Death Stranding and you go like I have no idea what this is. I don't know. We literally know nothing about this game. And but it, the fact that it is new from someone that we do trust is exciting. You know, or the fact that we're making this, you know, Insomniac's Spider-Man game. Like the,
oh, I cannot wait.
Like, think about it, like that's where we're at. Like we are so pumped about this Spider-Man game because it should be innovative, it should be good. And but I don't think I want to live in a world where what I'm looking forward to is a six game in a series. I'm looking like I don't want to own an Xbox and the only thing I'm looking forward to is Gears of War 5
or the next Skyrim game.
Or when you know when Sony is coming out with a Death Stranding, with a Spider-Man game, with a new God of War that is like blowing people out of the water. Like those are the differences between then and now. Is when I watch E3, it's just like okay, Halo 6. I go, geez Louise, dude. Like where is like this weird game? Where is like and again, we saw them with like
where's the new trilogy? I want to be excited for.
Yeah, and I think that's just weird. But either like it's the people who are making, either it's too expensive to get into it. Maybe people aren't interested. Like
but then you got games like Fortnite and PUBG where it's like there was no marketing. Like Fortnite was an entirely different game, yeah. And we were excited for that game, and that game sucked. And then they were like, let's try this.
I think I remember like, watching then, Fortnite at E3.
Yeah, they, and it was like 6 years of development. Yeah. It was like. And then let's try to buy a real thing. No marketing on that. No E3 present. Just took off. Everybody. Yeah. PUBG. Hey guys, I made this game. I think it'd be really cool if you guys played it. Okay, cool. Wow, this game is cool. I'm gonna tell my friends to play it. No marketing. No E3 presents when it first came out. Nothing. They're just like, yeah, it's a cool game. Like in the end of the day, it's like with script writing. Like at the end of the day, the best game will make it. Yeah. And they're just so wrapped up in having to like, how do we market this game? How do we market like. You've got to market the game if the game is just good.
And I think God of War is that example where I think a lot of people were excited about it, but a lot of people were also like, okay, let's see how this goes.
Yeah, like, we're like a little weary about it.
Yeah, like let's see, like God of War, there haven't been a lot of those in a while. Like why would someone, you know, why would that be the game that comes back? And then again, here you go. It's like, it's this masterpiece of a game. And, you know, even a game like Red Dead 2 that's coming, you know, I'm excited about Red Dead.
I cannot wait.
Like, I'm excited about Red Dead 2.
They're locked in. Yeah. I hit a rock star. It's like, no, this is it. This is the date.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'm excited about Red Dead 2, but at the same time, like, now Rockstar's had this awesome success with GTA Online. So now do they sit there and they go, okay, what made Red Dead good? Was it the single player? Was it this multiplayer? Is, you know, what made GTA Online so successful? And, you know, I don't want them to go, the money is in online. This is, you know, let's get rid of what people liked about Red Dead and make it as microtransactionable as possible.
I don't think they will, though, because the reason the game got so much coverage in the first place, because online didn't exist for like 2 weeks, but it was still in every headline because they made a masterpiece of a single player
game. Oh, yeah.
I think they understand that, like, you can make a great individual game, but at that point, like a multiplayer game, but at that point, you got to sell for like $30 or that. And I think Rockstar understands that there has to be care and craft behind it, or else the rest of it doesn't fly.
Yeah, I love Red Dead, and I think that's what my only fear is. With any new game coming out, my only ever fear is that this greedy fear of, like, you know, do they sit down and go, we want to make a good game, or do they sit down and go, okay, this isn't profitable, you know, we're not going to make it. Like, again, like, Death Stranding is very weird, but I think it's going to sell extremely well when it comes out, and people are going to be like, this is it, this is the greatest game. And do people look at that? Is Microsoft looking at that and being like, okay, where's our Death Stranding? Like, we need, where is that? Someone give me an idea. Like, Phil going through all the applications, like, where is this weird game? Like,
Phil personally is going, yeah, like, where is it? I can't trust you anymore.
I want everyone to find the weirdest game they can find. Like, and
a technical porn simulator where there's actually no porn. Got it.
Yes.
He just wants an office job. Do it.
And because that is what I think gaming is, because, like, again, you look at movies. Like, sometimes I see a movie and it's really weird, and I go, okay, I'm kind of interested. Like, this is like, I love watching a movie preview that doesn't show any of the plot in it. It's just kind of like, here is what's happening in it. Go watch the movie and find out.
Like the Grinch.
Yeah, like, I don't know what the Grinch is going to be like, but I'm interested in it.
You know, you give us a 5 second thing before Deadpool.
Like, yeah, and, you know, I think, like, that is my fear of gaming and movies and, you know, any media now is kind of like, you know, is there incentive to make something new? Or is there incentive in just doing the same thing over and over again? You know, because we know Fortnite's going to be at E3. Fortnite, you know, I think Fortnite's going to be announced on the Switch. Fortnite's going to be part of, like, I'm sure Microsoft will be, like, boasting about, like, oh, look how cool it looks on 4K. You can play Fortnite on 4K. You know how they did Minecraft, very similar.
I don't know if anyone has an exclusivity.
I don't think so either.
I feel like Xbox would, though, because PS4 is the one you can't crossplay with, right?
You can do Xbox and PC, yeah, but you can't
do... You can't do PS4 and PC, right?
No, you can. You can do PS4 and PC.
You can't do PS4 and Xbox.
You can't do PS4 and Xbox. But, again, where do we get, how many Battle Royale games are we going
to
see there?
That's, like, such an irrelevant game to fight over, too, for PlayStation, because it's, like, it's a free-to-play game. Like, there's literally no, there's like, nothing in it for you. There's...
Yeah.
Like, I guess you get, like, part of the microtransaction, but, like, and, still, like, oh, it's so stupid.
And, again, like, and I think PS4 might come out and try and...
The Vita is back!
Is it?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Saying, like, that's what they do.
But, yeah, I think PS4 will walk out and be like, they might, because I think, you know, they're in the lead selling consoles by a lot, you know, and they are even saying, I was listening to news stories that, like, 2019 is, like, the end of the PS4, like, that kind of, like, date, and then move on to the next one. But, so Xbox has to kind of come out here, and either go and say, we're not going the gaming route, we're going the opposite direction, we're going to kind of sell this, and, because you make the Xbox One X, which is, like, the strongest console ever, you know, that's, like, so that clearly they're pointing towards games a little bit there, but now you got to come out and be like, because again, why would I buy an Xbox One X right now?
Yeah,
like, what is coming
literally
out?
No reason.
Like, why would I come out and buy it?
Wait, so I can play this God of? Oh, I can't. Okay.
Yeah.
So I can play her. No.
Exactly.
State of Decay. Oh, it looks like shit. Okay.
Yeah. So like, when Xbox comes out, is this 2-hour conference about games? Is this 2-hour conference about new Xbox, like, streaming services, or a new X, like, you know, what the Xbox can do, you know? And I think that's what happened with Xbox in the last 2 years, has been, like, they come out and they go, look all the stuff the Xbox can do. Everyone's like,
the live
where are the games?
Ring of Elysium.
Like, where are the games?
Ring of Elysium. What was that game? The Battle Royale character game, and the guy was, like, live shoutcasting it, like,
on stage. Lawbreakers or whatever, or?
No.
Oh, wait, I remember that now. Yes, I know. Oh God! Yes.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it is, but
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, super cringy.
That was very cringy. I remember that. Yeah.
Well, let's not end it on a bad note. Like, is there anything you're looking forward to? Like, is there really, like, something you really want to see? Like,
I want to see Kingdom Hearts 3 stuff.
Kingdom Hearts 3 stuff.
I want to see either.
I want to see a release date.
Yeah,
I
honestly want to see Final Fantasy 7 stuff, just because, like, these games have been in the, like, again, I was talking to you yesterday about, because you haven't played Kingdom Hearts, you know, and because you're waiting for the 3 to come out, like. This has been in development for, like, ages. Like,
yeah.
This is like, come on, dude. Like, what are you doing? Like, can you please just give us something?
It's like Final Fantasy game.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Final Fantasy 15 was very similar.
Square Enix is what it
and,
is.
And, you know, I want to see Final Fantasy 7. I want to see, I want to see, like, some new stuff from Xbox. I really do. Like, I really, really want to see Xbox come out with something cool. Or if it's, like, maybe the Master Chief Collection gets this whole giant revamp. And they're like, okay, you know... We now have a service. I don't know what they're going to do. Like, something.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know
how to fix Master
Halo
Chief.
Reach for free.
Yeah, it's been
4K
five,
Halo Reach.
It's been 5-6 years of, like, the Master Chief Collection. At some point, you got to fix it. And, but, you know, I want to see news. I think my big thing is I just want to see new things. I want to see people come out with new weird stuff. Like, I want to see these weird games that are very niche or very, like, you know, I don't know, like Metro, like the new Metro is, like, that's what I'm excited to watch. Like,
yeah.
What's the new Metro gonna be? Like, I love Metro. Like, that's a very weird game. And
I got one for you. Reboot Mega Man, but
yeah,
it's not.
That's on Mega Man 11. Is that on the? That was
announced. No.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna reboot Mega Man, but it's not gonna be the bad Mega Man. We're not talking about original Mega Man.
Oh,
we're not talking about Mega Man Zero. We're talking about the best Mega Man of all time, much like the Sonic Battle Adventure 2.
Mega Man X
we're
Command
about,
Mission.
No, we're talking about Mega Man Battle Network.
Oh, Lord.
The best Mega Man series of all time.
Not Battle Network. Right.
Battle Network was so good.
But yeah, I am excited just in the sense of I want to see people come out and, you know, I want to see maybe there's people going like, no season pass, no, maybe even, like, I'll be interested to see if there are, like, free games coming out. Like, you know, are people coming out, like, these big budget games, and they go, it's free, because now Fortnite might be changing the game a little bit with that.
Here's something I wanted to ask you, I forgot to write it down, sure. But I just remember because of that. Do you think, because we both talked about it, and we both kind of agree that, like, PUBG and Fortnite are juggernauts in the Battle Royale. The Battle Royale is more than a fad, it's going to be at least an 8-year cycle, probably, roughly, like,
sure.
When it's all done and said and done. But we both talked about it, we're kind of like, this probably isn't it. This isn't like the Modern Warfare 2 of Battle Royale yet. Do you think we're going to see that game at E3? Not that it's coming out this year, but you think we're going to maybe... What are the chances you think that we're going to see a trailer even for the thing that's going to be the definitive Battle Royale?
It's not... I don't think Blackout is it.
I don't think it is.
I think Blackout will look fun, but I think Call of Duty is going to phone it in a little
bit. I don't think any of the current IPs are going to be it. I'm saying, what do you think the chances are that someone has already begun development on what's going to end up being definitive Battle Royale?
I would not be surprised if anyone is coming out with it. I want to say it's Xbox purely because
of PC.
And I think purely because of, they know how important it is to come out with something. And I think if someone went up to them and they're like, okay, we have this, 200 person crazy Battle Royale game, great graphics, all this stuff. And, and they haven't, they look at it and they go, okay, this could be it. And they go, how are you going to monetize it? It's free. Like Fortnite, you go, oh crap. Okay. Maybe they look at Call of Duty Blackout and they make a Halo version of it. I'd be interested in a Halo Battle Royale. Kind of, not really, but I'd be interested.
I'd be interested in a Battlefield Halo experience. I would love a 32v32 version of, what was it? Not Rush. The Rush version that was in Halo Reach, you know what I'm talking about?
And I think
that was great.
I'd rather see, but I do think if anyone's going to come out with a new, I think Xbox feels the need that they have to have at least, if they're having this 2-hour conference, they better have something that's going to
something.
They better knock someone's socks off.
It better not be like 30 minutes of, here's the Xbox One XX.
Yeah, or one of those montages of you guys have had a lot of fun with the Xbox One. People
it's literally one game. It's like Assassin's Creed, done.
People playing Cuphead.
Cuphead 2. Oh, now with Battle Royale.
We gave you Cuphead, guys. Yeah, that's the big Xbox game we all play.
Don't remind me of playing Cuphead. Yeah.
But, oh, man. And I think E3 would be very fun. I think I am definitely more interested in this one just because it's felt like the game.
Oh, shit. Wait. There is something I'm really excited about that I want to definitely see. Spyro. Spyro Remastered. I want to see it.
I want to see gameplay.
I want to see it.
I think PS4 will come out with. I remember people were mentioning Jack and Daxter. People were mentioning.
Oh my god, I would love that.
Yeah, if they walked out with Jack and Daxter, game over, man. I'm buying PS4 tomorrow. If they walked out, Jack and Daxter remastered. Oh, by the way, Jack 4 is coming out too.
Who wants this Force Will I got from Magic? Trade me a PS4.
Yeah. But I think in the end of it all, I think Sony will come out on top because I think they did last year too.
I don't know though because I feel like.
But this, and again,
they don't. What are they coming out with this year, though?
I think
Sony has the most goodwill going in, but yes. I don't feel like they have the strong. They could definitely surprise us.
They have Last of Us 2, possibly a Bloodborne 2.
Right. I think the fact that we're so sure they're going to come out on top.
Yes.
It makes them susceptible to looking worse in comparison to Microsoft. That Microsoft can really hit a home run
again. Yeah. I think.
And not that they'll actually be worse than Microsoft.
No.
Because the fact that they're just hitting the bar they've already set as opposed to surpassing.
I think if PS4 comes out and does a good show, we go, okay, classic PS4, fine. Sony, good show, I liked it. Whereas Xbox comes out and they're like, bang, Halo 6, bang, bang. They do all this crazy stuff. Phil Spencer is just jamming out, who knows?
Phil Spencer has resurrected Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, Phil Spencer walks out in a Master Chief uniform. He's like, Master Chief VR, you get to wear the suit. And that's our big thing.
Psychonauts. I want to see Psychonauts.
I would love this. If they come out with some goofy stuff, Kinect 2, you never know. New Kinect, it's better.
Kinect X.
I would love again.
No, it's Kinect, but instead of the T, it's an X.
Part of me also wants Xbox to walk out with some new Zany idea that's going to just suck, too. Very similar to Kinect. And everyone's like, that's not good.
I like to see some HoloLens stuff, too. Yeah. I'm interested in seeing that.
I want to see them, double down on some weird stuff. If Nintendo can sell cardboard, okay?
If Nintendo can sell cardboard that you have to make.
Yeah. If Nintendo's innovation...
It can't be that hard.
If Nintendo's innovation is what my cousins do with the cardboard boxes, I feel like Xbox can walk out.
I can make the Labo out of my Amazon Prime boxes.
Xbox walks out. Halo 6 is now Legos.
Halo 6, available now on Nintendo Labo.
Yeah, when they walk out, Minecraft 2. It's like, what? it's this goofy stuff like that. I think Xbox is very...
Xbox was Minecraft.
Yeah, I think Xbox is one of the... Yeah, of course, they're going to walk out the Xbox One X, 2.
Minecraft, now with Battle Royale. It's called the Hunger Games mode, bro. Yeah,
I love when, I think they did announce the Xbox One X. I think they did use Minecraft as, the game. What?
This is it? This is what we're playing it for? I don't know.
I think that's very Microsoft. And I think all three companies, and especially, I'm looking forward to Bethesda as well, and... Yeah, and I think, especially as we get closer, I think we'll have more of an idea of what's coming. But I want to see... I hope that all of these conferences kind of renew my love of gaming again and kind of, you know, accept the backlash that's occurred, accept some of the bad
and move forward.
Press, and be like, okay, look, you know what? We got a little greedy. Or look, I wouldn't mind the greediness. Maybe just start making games $40, and then comes with the idea of
you mean you make them $80?
Yeah, or even $80. Yeah. I meant like to me make it cheaper so you can charge more. But if they make it $80,
oh, on the back end, make it $80. I pay $80 up front. Yeah, like, I paid $30 for PUBG. I would have paid $70 for PUBG. Yeah, like, I would have paid $70. Like I bought Overwatch on PC and Xbox at full price on both. Like
yeah, or like I wouldn't be again. I think Sony is one of those companies that, you know, they could even walk out and be like, you know,
Vita.
Yeah, sure, Vita. But and I just want to see the games that are at least interesting or new, and I think the Switch will have those. I think Microsoft hopefully will have those, and I think we know that Sony will come with at least some weird IP that, you know, is just going to be like, okay. And again, I think when we see Death Stranding gameplay, I think that's what everyone wants to see, is like, what on earth. Because I literally have no idea what it's going to be. I don't know if it's a first person, third person, if it's even an action game, is it a narrative game? I have no idea. And I think that is why people are excited to watch it, because I think that to me was E3. That to me was, you know, what on earth are these games?
It needs to be like, we need to get back to. I feel like the last couple of years we've gone the route of one-upmanship and backtracking and stuff like that, but it's like, can we just go back to celebrating the games? Like, it doesn't have to be the best game in the world. It doesn't have to be the best console in the world. Can we just go back and be like, we are all really excited that Activision is making this new game. We're all very excited to bring on this indie company to publish their game here on Xbox. Like, can we just get back? Cuphead was invited on stage the first time. Like, I was like, this is great. This is what E3 is about. Yeah. It's like, here's this publisher who has done nothing, and we are inviting them to come join us, and we are going to put it out there for everyone.
Like, yeah, or like, I would even be, again, like, PS4 at the moment doesn't have crossplay with Xbox. That'd be so goofy if, like...
Here we go. Here it is. Ready? Middle of the E3 show floor. We recreated full cosplay, the demilitarized zone North and South Korea. And the CEOs of Microsoft and Sony come up dressed as Kim Jong-un and, have, and like, whoever the hell the president of South Korea is. And they shake hands and everything.
It's like a PS4, Xbox, like, Smash Brothers game. Like the PS4.
It's a PS4 like, All-Stars.
Instead of Marvel versus Capcom, it's PS4 versus
Microsoft
Xbox.
Versus PlayStation.
Yeah, you know, that would be hilarious. And I think that would be, like... That to me would be E3 in a nutshell. If PS4 comes out with some goofy game and they go like, and you can play it with Xbox because Phil Spencer runs down the aisle. Like,
I was thinking about this, and I should make sure I do it before this podcast goes out because someone will easily steal the idea. I want to take. Remember when PS4 released the video basically negging on Xbox? Yeah. Like, how you share games on PlayStation? And you just hand the game. Yeah. I want to do like, how you share games on Xbox? And there's just no game in their hand because there's no game. There's no games to share.
Let's go. Cool. Stand there. Like, yeah, but I think it'll be very fun. And I think I think a lot of people just want to watch it. And
I mean, that's why we're doing live streams. We want to get back to like celebrating. We want to make a big party with our friends.
I don't really see much on it about it on Reddit. I don't see much about it even in general. Like, it's just not something people talk about as much anymore. And I think that's also because not many companies, a lot of ways, are doing their own thing now. Or, you know, they'll be like, okay, we'll just do a 20-minute video instead of actually going. And I think that's also because, you know, a lot of companies just don't have as much to show mm-hmm. as much as they did before.
It's fine.
But I do look for, I do hope that we end up finding some goofy stuff and some fun stuff. And, you know, people come out with a game where they go, this is a new thing. And here we go. We're just going to give it a shot. Whatever happens, happens. All right. So.
Well, this was very fun. I'm very excited for E3 now.
We're
2 weeks
out? Yeah. All right, 2 weeks? It's like the 9th, 10th, whatever.
Yeah, it's not next week. It's 2 weeks. Yeah,
2 weeks, yeah.
So I cannot see what's going on. Guys, this has been the Power Cycle Podcast. Let us know what you guys are excited for about E3 down in the comment section below. Don't forget that we will be doing our E3 live stream all of Sunday of E3 and all of Monday of E3. Press conferences, games of friends, pizza parties, Jackbox party games with you guys. Everything you want. We will not be sending you the pizza, but if you can find this location, you can come have some pizza with us. I feel like I shouldn't have said that, but I did.
Yeah,
I'm committed.
Don't question. The internet can find us anywhere.
Can track us through the reflection on this Halo poster here, in the reflection of the window. We're in the basement. There's no windows here. Guys, as always, you can follow me. I'm at the Mighty Mike.
I'm at the Red Baron.
You can follow us on Facebook at Your Entertainment Network Team. where we post a lot of our updates. And as always, guys, subscribe for more great daily content or check out another video. This has been the Power Cycle Podcast. Time, power down.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.